So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs. And my guest today is a fabulous author, blogger. She has two different shows. She has a national show for careers, right? And she has a local show in the Silicon Valley where I live too. So welcome, Jessica Smith.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Jessness required.
That's right. That's me. With a name like Jessica Smith, you got to differentiate somehow.
Right. That's so cool. So tell me a little bit, you know, one of the things that's showing up for me to ask you is this whole movement and shift from like career, working for a company to entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your insight, you know, coming up. Being in your demographic, what's it like choosing between career, you know, working for someone else versus being an entrepreneur right now? What's that choice like?
I think it's a choice that's coming up more and more. And most people are choosing both, to be honest. You know, we've got the trailblazers that are open to doing kind of the freelance work, just diving right into owning their own business. But we also have a lot of people that want that stability and also that freedom to explore like the side hustle, if you will. And so I think that the decision is really based on finding what really makes you tick and finding what your true talents and authentic skills are, because we don't always get to express those at, say, corporate, you know, your corporate job. So I think there's a really big interest in doing both to be able to fulfill some of those needs and wants in ourselves.
Yeah, because it seems like any job you would have would always kind of be a little bit, that wouldn't be an entrepreneur position, would probably be a one strength or one core talent could often, you know, tap into maybe, you know, for me, it was a news reporter. Mm. Like, you like me because I can write.
Yeah. I think that's really, it's important to identify. One of the things that I did today, actually, at my day job was lead a career management facilitation workshop. And we talked about how the career landscape is changing from this career ladder of you do A, B, and C, and that, you know, you climb up the career ladder, but it's really quite changing to a career lattice. But it's still a newer concept. So not all companies are incorporating that career lattice. And what that is basically, how can I give this person different exposure and visibility to the business so that I am tapping into those interests and those work values? Because companies, let's be real, they're losing people left and right because companies are listening to those things. So that's also interesting to watch firsthand.
I love it. So tell me a little bit about, you know what? I'm interested in your book. Why don't we talk about your book?
Because
I am a CEO of Happy Publishing, and books seem to jump onto almost every podcast. I don't know how it happens.
I love that. Yeah.
So tell me about your book, and I love the title.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, the book is called Your 20s, and the tagline was a fun way to, you know, the first tagline that I came up with was way too long. It was like three lines long and everyone was like, okay, that's much too long. And so it came out in a conversation. My friend was like, just tell me what the book's about. And I was like, well, no one ever teaches you how to grow up, you know? And that was what she's like, that's your title. Like that's the tagline. And so that's where it was born. But essentially the book is about navigating the ups and downs of your 20s. It's divided into five sections, and these are the five sections that I think we experience the most change and transition, and those are self-love, body acceptance, healthy mind, career, and relationships. So it pretty much covers it all.
Everything, right?
Yeah. There's a whole lot of change.
Oh my gosh, you know, I love this because I'm like in my 50s and I hit this thing turning 50 where all of a sudden my body type, mm-hmm. like my kids are like, Mom, you're the bomb. I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, that curvy, the curvy thing is uh-huh. all of a sudden like popular. And when I was a kid, it was like the Farrah Fawcett. It was like the Charlie's Angels. It was like the really long leggy, you know, nobody, like skinny, skinny, skinny body, right. which mm-hmm. is nothing wrong. And my daughter's so funny because she's real trim. Mm-hmm. She's an athlete. And I go, well, Maddie, your body's perfect. And she goes, well, you think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to think really until almost my late 40s where I just went into, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And body acceptance. And if I had done that in my 20s, it might have saved a lot of therapy.
Absolutely. Save money, time, you know? Yeah. And I think that was one of the motivators for writing the book. It's just, we're all having this behind the scenes experience of who am I? Am I okay? Am I acceptable? And all of these things. And I'm trying to build a platform and community around everyone's going through stuff. There isn't a perfect way to grow up, nor is there a perfect way to get to where you want to go. And so the book is hopefully to highlight, you know, these conversations and make it more normal. Because with social media now, all you see is everyone's perfect highlight reel. And that's just not reality.
It's true. And I love this too. Like the things I knew about career, I found so much out after having some different careers and working for different companies. And it was really interesting. I worked for Intel when they went from like 486 to Pentium. It was this like massive growth explosion in time. And it was so fascinating because it seems like now the job titles, it seems like there's jobs about just about anything now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. If you, and I always encourage people one of the biggest questions I get is, where do I even start? Where do I even figure out what I want to do? I have no idea because the landscape is broadening and there are job titles for everything. And if you're a new grad, whether it be high school or college, it's like, where do I even start? And to your point, it's like, maybe go on LinkedIn and just do a search for a keyword and see what kind of job titles pop up. And then from there, maybe that can help you narrow down what you want to do and then have an example to kind of look at. Because that's also, you know, the overwhelm is something that a lot of people have to work through.
Yeah. And I am so blessed. I mean, one of the things my parents did teach me, and you know, they don't always teach you everything, right? but really was just to love what you do. It was like, you're going to be working, so love it. So go ahead and do stuff that makes you ridiculously happy.
Try it out.
I always loved what I did. It was so funny. Like I would just love, it was so, in philanthropy or in, you know, anything that I was doing with writing or now it's podcast creation. Like I love it. It's like, why not love what you do? It's like, why get stuck doing something you hate? Because you're going to be dead at some point.
That's true.
And are you going to say, oh, I wish I'd stayed in that job I hated just a little bit longer? I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. And I think some people, if you're listening and you're like, well, I don't know what I love to do. Where do I even start with that? Start with what you don't like. You know, that can be also incredibly helpful. If you're aware of what you don't like, it'll lead you to what you love.
Don't apply for what you don't like.
Right. Don't waste your time.
If you see like 15 things in the job description that you hate doing and there's one thing you like, don't go there.
No, really. Don't go there. Save yourself the time.
Take it from me and Jessica. Jessica Smith, Jess Ness. It's been so fun talking to you. Tell me a little bit like how I can reach you, name of your show. Just go ahead and just really brag a little bit about how people can find you.
Toot my own horn?
Okay. Yeah, do that, please.
Okay. All right. Well, you can find my website at justnessrequired.com. I'm usually hanging out on Instagram at Coach Justness. And my two podcasts are called That Valley Vibe. That one's really focused on the Silicon Valley. And there's another one called Expressness Radio that really highlights underrepresented humans all over the world. And those are my loves. Yeah. That's where I am.
Awesome. Thanks for stopping by my show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.